This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show or any of the individuals on the Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse
nor
pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner Anarchy Tuesday night. It is fucking going down tonight.
Finally.
It has all come to anarchy.
We're broadcasting live an emergency transmission.
This is the biggest red alert we have done today.
We are deep in the heart of enemy territory.
FEMA Sector 8.
If you're not acknowledging, you're not awake. If you are listening, you are the resistance.
Ebola is shutting us down. This is not a fucking joke.
Come on.
It is not a joke, right? Ebola? What is it? What does everybody think about Ebola? Is this fucking... Is it government bullshit? Or is it the real deal?
This is the news before the actual outbreak occurs.
It's fucking already going down in Africa. That's what I would... It's either a total fucking psyop or the bodies are already piling up in fucking Africa. And it's a fucking nightmare already. It's already 28 days later over there.
Man, I think it's already here, man. We brought that doctor back and that bro.
What the fuck? What bullshit?
I mean, why the fuck bring him back? I mean, it's already there. Leave him there and then we'll treat there.
Yes.
Why bring it home? Why bring it home? It's just like a war with these terrorists. Don't bring it home. Bring it to them.
Why haven't we nuked them? That's the only way to get rid of this biological. I'm not talking about ethnic cleansing or nothing or nobody. At fucking Ebola? We're talking about some scary fucking plague. Total, fuck, I almost say end of the world. It's not going to be the end of the world. The world's not going to die. Human beings are going to get fucked up. It's just another round of the plague is what it's... What is that?
And it is, and it's just like you hear about that supposed
it's
China.
A means to bring
China shut down, 30,000 people shut down in a city because Ebola hit. You know, I mean, how much of that is true? You believe social media as much as you want. If you've been there, you've been there. If you haven't, you haven't. You don't know.
And it's going to be mass fucking anarchy here real soon, and people better get ready for it. Prepare yourself mentally. Preparing yourself mentally
be is... Be prepared or be prepared to die. If you're not prepared to just take it all in all at once, then you're not going to make it through the initial rush that they try to throw at you.
But fuck, we're safe.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're rolling out here in Montana. We're good out here for the moment. We're not fading. We're not fading too fast out here.
Fade.
Deep in the hills is what we are.
We're going.
Militia bound, militia strong we are. I mean, you can keep us up with the swamp people. I mean, they got a fucking TV
swamp
show.
Swamp people, we would fuck swamp people up.
The swamp people.
We're doing it way better than the swamp people.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Are we live? Are we rolling? Let me tell you something.
Anarchy!
Now, no one will be prepared. We're in, like, an attack-free zone here out in Billings, Montana.
Anarchy.
FEMA
Anarchy.
FEMA Region 9. What are we?
Eight.
FEMA
8.
FEMA Region 8. Broadcasting from behind enemy lines. Are you not prepared? Do you have food, storable food, that will last you through?
Storable food? You're about to become a cannibal. You better fucking find out.
No, beyond storable food. You gotta know how to fucking hunt. You gotta know how to be self-sufficient.
I'm going straight into cannibalism. Going straight to cannibalism. I'm not even gonna bother trying to
eat fucking baby.
Yep. I'll eat your baby sister.
Nope. I mean,
I mean cats and shit first.
I want prime cuts and shit. You can't fucking eat cat.
Call me a zombie, I guess. I don't give a shit.
You guys are fucked up. I don't want to eat people. All right.
I got a big ass dog. I'm gonna feed him bacon ass cheeseburgers for a long time.
Bacon ass cheeseburgers.
I got dude. He's gonna taste good when I get a hold of his ass.
Well, see, you could cut off a leg. Egg and still keep him alive, just cauterize the wound.
Dude, that motherfucker, he's a three-legged dog. He couldn't handle it.
That's fresh meat. That's fresh meat cauterization. Learn your medical, dude. Get your high school health book out, dude. Just figure shit out.
You can eat legs off your dog. Fucking, you know, get down to four legs. He just sits there like a blob.
No, if you eat both of his hindquarters, like that. That's at least a week worth of meat there. You could build a little cart for his wheels. For his hindquarters to sit on, so you can still maneuver around and shit. You know, you can still be your friend. It's okay.
It's gonna be total fucking cannibalism. It's gonna be total fucking. Okay, I have a couple books here. I've never quoted anything off a Journal of the Plague year, but I wanted to share a fucking few quotes out of here. Let's do this one first. I can't even find it. And I know it as well, and in so many several cases, that I could give several relations of good, pious, religious people who, when they had the distemper, have been so far from being forward to infect others that they have forbid their own family to come near them, in hopes of their being preserved, and even died without seeing their nearest relations, lest they should be instrumental to give them the distemper and infect or endanger them. If then there were cases wherein the infected were careless of the injury they did to others, then the certainty one of them, if not the chief, namely, when people who had the distemper had broken out from houses which they were shut in, and having been driven to extremities for provision or for entertainment, had endeavored to conceal their condition, and have been thereby instrumental involuntarily to infect others who have been ignorant and unwary. Now that's from a Journal of the Plague year. And this is the scariest fucking book. If you want to know what anarchy is, let me give you a little fucking history on A Journal of the Plague Year. Daniel Defoe wrote this book in 1722. Now, Daniel Defoe was a child in 1665 when the plague hit in England. That's the last time the plague came, 1665. Now, you can look on the internet, and the record of the plague comes in about 250, 300 years in between. We've had about 13 recorded times of the plague. So, here we are. It is fucking overdue. Time for the plague, and you better get fucking with it. There's all the warnings, whether it's government created or not, whether it's a psyop or not. This is fucking game over. It is on with this one. People better fucking get with it. Better get with it. It's fucking, it's anarchy. It is fucking anarchy.
So 1,200 have been infected. 800 and some have died.
That's just what CNN's saying.
Death. From the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, the Center for...
Did you get that off the internet?
Government propaganda.
Then
bullshit.
I don't fucking believe it, sir.
Well, what happens when... The same company.
It took World War II, everything for Hitler to come out after 2000. Do your math, dude. That's way too long for numbers to be
crazy.
Coming out like
that.
Yeah,
it is, huh?
Well, isn't there a classification process? I mean, they can seal the records for so many years
and
reapply
really
for
out,
another
And then it
seal.
Really comes out and...
So the Nuremberg trial,
it's
they
going
meant
down.
Nothing. They meant nothing.
This is beyond the fucking Nuremberg trials. This is beyond Nazi bullshit.
This is beyond everything.
You're a first timer on the show, man. Wow, we are fucking... We are totally on Operation Paperclip. We are totally on... We are fucking MK Ultra. We are so beyond that. Let me...
Take a pause here.
This is fucking something else. This Ebola shit, this is something fucking else. This is either a total psyop or it's really fucking on. Either way, it's totally on.
We're
motherfuckers
here,
need to wake up.
Outlast it is all you got to do. Learn to live in the country.
Absolutely.
Take care of yourself. Get off that fucking internet just like we are right now.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm on this goddamn radio station because I'm on the internet. Now just hear this. Learn to live on your own. Hunt your food. Take care of yourself. Build a shelter. You know, look at these fucking books they have out there on. Steal one from a library when it goes on. And you'll survive if you're fucking smart enough to steal one.
Yeah, no shit. You've got to be able to provide your own food. You got to be able to know how to filter water. You've got to be able to, above all... maintain a sane mental state throughout everything, because the world's going to go to shit.
Basic skills you don't earn at Walmart.
No shit. Because you got to think, I'm crazy enough to think that when the world goes to shit, I'm
going
to go...
It's going right now.
47.
We are about to be descended
in
the total
big
fucking
swirl,
anarchy.
Buddy. We're in a big swirl.
We're on the counterclockwise toilet swirl down.
Been there, done that,
through
dude.
The bottom
been
of
overseas.
The world of shit.
I think every single one of us has probably had some overseas experience. And it's just, it's not where it's at anymore.
Not I.
You are one that is not.
I am one that is not.
I floated over here on a boat from Cuba.
I'm a traveler.
He did. I watched it.
I'm a political refugee.
I followed him in my Navy
boat. I'm a political refugee from Cuba.
I've been here for 37 years.
I just hopped over the border like 2 weeks ago. Fucking.
No shit. You got to
no, made, you made, didn't hop.
Made my way onto the Intel scanner. How did that happen?
You're a scratchback, man.
It's fucking anarchy.
That's how you got here. You sold us all new IDs.
Andy,
we're all looking for new IDs, right? We know about a new start on life, don't we? We might as well be immigrants. See, they get treated better.
I'm the new infected. I came over here infected with Ebola to get everybody up here in billions.
No, I've got a new welfare case that says that I get $7,000 a month.
Funniest thing, dude, I tried to get unemployed.
I like welfare because you don't have to pay it back.
Well, here's the thing. I'm housing several immigrants in my place and getting money from them. And also, I've claimed myself as one of them, so now I get my own benefits, my own benefits. I just had three new babies. I just had three new chicks up, and now they got new babies with them because I love all my...
Because I love them.
Because I love all my baby mamas.
And now you can eat them when fucking it all goes
to
shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Because
I'm
not
about
that.
It's fucking anarchy tonight. This is only the first segment.
If they ain't producing crops and they ain't running your cows, you eat the children.
This is first segment. We're taking it easy.
That's how I would do.
Stay listening. We're getting it fucking nuts for the third sector. If you got anything to say, please feel free to call in. 406-545-4496. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
Please. That's please 406 call in. 5, I ain't going to buy hard.
4-5.
I 4, really. 4-9. I bark 6. Lighter. Well, I buy pretty fucking hard. Just please call, baby girl.
Yes.
You know I love you.
Yes.
Just call. You got
to
be beautiful, and please argue your point.
No,
I want
to
hear your beautiful argument. You can be fat and ugly.
I love ugly people, too. Call in.
You just got to pay.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm
as
ugly.
We all do.
Well, yeah.
I have a
but
face.
He's paying to sit here right now, just so you know. He is going to pay me by the end of this night.
I have a face
he's
for radio. That's what
tonight.
I have. I can be seen on the radio
okay,
better than I can be seen on a camera. See?
Yeah, you guys
you got a
buy
real
that
face
porn.
For radio money.
I don't care how gay you are, you wouldn't buy that porn.
I love girls so much.
I swear to God, baby girl, you wouldn't buy it.
You wouldn't buy it because I was all bent over weird positions.
Okay, we're getting taking it back to anarchy on this fucking.
This is
on
how
this
we
fucking nonsense.
Around. That was a perfect
on this fucking nonsense.
Example on how folks can get completely misconstrued and distracted from the central core. You got to realize
it's all open here. You fucking, it's all open.
You get lost. Sometimes.
It's all open.
I got lost walking in the door.
So, all right, here we go.
Me too, walking back from the liquor store, man. I got fucking lost. There's a goddamn gate.
There's
a
gate.
With the gate.
There's a stop. There's a
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, you got to go through the gate, definitely.
U.S. general killed in a shooting at the Afghan Military Academy.
And the shooting was he busted.
It was an ambush. It was by the troops that they were training. One of the guys spun around with a damn automatic machine gun and just opened fire.
Why would such a high-ranking American, you know, military officer even be around somebody that could do that?
It was his first deployment into a combat
agency. Shit's fucking set up. Shit's fucking set up.
Getting a phone call.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's hear you, baby girl. Yeah, I bet you like them comments.
You're about to be live on the Intel scanner. What do you got?
Get it.
Go. You're live on the Intel scanner.
Hello?
Hi.
How we doing? What do you got, man? Ebola, anarchy, what's going on?
Did we lose him already?
Yeah, we lost him, apparently.
Call back in! Call back in!
I'm still waiting.
Right?
Call back in! Well, we're doing it fucking crazy tonight. This is only the first sector. We're about to go to break time, actually, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
What time is it?
Really?
Oh, fuck. We've only been on for fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm already ready for break.
We're getting hard.
I've been so pumped for fucking tonight. I don't know what's going on. I'm waiting for third sector.
What are we going to do when the shit hits the fan? Because
we're getting there. Yes,
it's going to hit the fan tonight, dude. Especially when you got a redneck motherfucker like me sitting here first time.
Think about
the
actual, the actual.
And
term,
I don't
anarchy.
Care what I say. You're going to.
What does anarchy actually mean, right?
I mean, really, you could argue it. Anarchy could mean up into the punk sector from the 80s.
Oh, no.
I mean,
beyond
you,
all
you
that, you look at
your anarchy.
If you look at
all the way back to history, 1600s.
If you look at the Latin root, of the word, a lot of people think that it means just living without rules. That has no bias on it whatsoever. It's living without a master. It's living without somebody giving you rules. It's living with making your own rules.
Anarchy is not a bad thing.
You can live with amongst hundreds of others. As long as you all agree upon some rules that we're all going to live by, then we can live together in an anarchist state. So it's not like everybody's just running around shooting guns and pitchforks and fucking flames and torches and all that bullshit.
Right.
You can live together.
Holy shit.
In a common space and just agree upon your own rules, and just nobody has complete control over those rules.
Isn't that what democracy is supposed to
be? It is supposed to be anarchy. That is exactly.
Isn't that what democracy is supposed to be? But now we have some fucking mook up in there calling...
We've had the Obama rule.
He's a corporate fucking bend over, get fucked in the butt.
Junkie.
Guy.
He's a junkie, dude. He's We've a junkie for money.
The last... Obama's come over here to the show and blown us all live on the show, dude.
Yeah,
he did.
I heard it live.
Oh boy. Who now we're getting done.
All right,
get
no, the jackass.
I said it
from Wyoming.
I said it, Obongo.
That get denied 7 times.
Anarchy.
Voted against raising minimum wage, but 10 times towards his pay being increased?
Well, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
No.
I mean, come on. I mean, you're sitting there thinking, all right, can I make $100,000 a year, or can I make $140,000 a year, or should I give these motherfuckers a 10% raise and piss off all these lobbyists that are contributing to my political campaigns so I can keep getting re-elected?
Tell them to bring the jobs back from China,
no
who already
shit,
owns
it's
us.
Cost effective.
Already owns us. Do
you
people not realize how much
minimum
we
wage. Hold on, hold on. China have to pay Chinese.
We
got to
go one at a time. Run it. Somebody. Yeah, I'm dead.
I don't know where I was at, but I just got pissed off
at China.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's really
the jobs.
It's really
the jobs
cheap.
Are never coming.
Jobs in China. It's really cheap because it's free.
The jobs are never coming back from China. All those manufacturing jobs, all this shit is never coming back from China.
That leads into this. That leads into governments around the world are hard at work to create the USA into this. 9 out of 10 nuclear reactors are leaking.
Well, what's this bullshit about? Hey, this
past their
anarchy!
1 out of 3 bridges in the U.S. of A. either carries more traffic than originally intended or is in need of repair.
I agree on that. They all need infrastructure.
That's at home, my friends, and we're sending money out to other countries when we need this. The U.S. economy has doubled in size since 1983, but the bottom 90% of earners have seen no growth in their income.
None.
Whatsoever.
None.
Inflation.
So that's another giant.
Even though you're getting paid more, you're still living at the same quality of life because
the number of Americans on food stamps has grown from 17 million in the year 2000 to 47 million today.
Bullshit.
That's 14 years.
You want to talk about welfare?
Million
you want to talk about welfare anarchy? Let's talk about every
welfare
person.
Anarchy.
Hey, every person that gets a dollar of government money, I hate to break the news to you, that's welfare.
There's 1 out of every 4 Americans has a job.
He's getting a fucking taste.
That pays $10 an hour or less. $10 an hour or less. One out of four people in America.
That's some bullshit.
Hey, yes. I'm a struggling veteran. A single father trying to raise me and my boy on some fucking VA bullshit. And I mean, it's getting better now that the scammer got caught, but there's a lot of us out there that I've been with that I know that are older. Guys that are 50 years old that are still arguing with the VA on their benefits. They've been there. They've done that. I mean, it's just, it's a crime on America. Like, how are we supposed to defend you when you won't protect us when we come home and call us criminals and, we're crazy.
There's
and
been,
we're
there's
fighting
been a
this
whole
wrong
bunch
war.
Of recent shootings from vets who have PTSD who happen to go through some sort of episode and they start kind of going nuts in their house and the neighbors call the cops. The cops show up. Shoot the motherfucker dead.
You know what's scary about being a vet is that you are number one on the list for the government to come. Joseph Stalin style. I mean, I'm not like trying to fucking talk shit.
History will repeat itself.
And it's fucking Be careful because it's coming down.
They train us to kill.
It's coming down.
And now that we know how to kill, they're going to try and take us out one by one. Yeah,
it's even beyond the training.
Making it hard for you to survive, and then you end up on the streets like a lot
because
a lot of our veterans that are on the streets because the government makes it hard for us. So they really do. They're like, come join us. Come join us. We'll pay your college. Dude, I went to college. They cut me off.
What you have to understand about the government shit is the way they see you as the vet. It's for, like, us civilians. None of us have served in the military.
Yeah, but you guys look at us as, like, proud to serve.
You're somebody that knows how to organize, that knows hierarchy, that knows fucking... that understands military fucking structure. That's something...
We see it coming. Well, and that's why there's some militias here. And if you guys know anything about anything on the internet, we're easy to find. I'm not going to plug nothing here.
That's why... No names. We don't say any names here.
Yeah, you can find us.
Intel scanner.
I call mom.
You can find us. Call up that radio station. Just let us know if you want to be one of us.
That's mtradio.net. We're on the Intel scanner, 406-545-4496.
Call
in. If you have an opinion, if you've ever been in the military service, give us a call. Tell us your story.
Let us know.
Have you been screwed?
We are
VA
supported.
Are you supposed to go to the VA all the time and they keep telling you that you have to make a new appointment? Well, give us a call. Tell us what your story is. We want to hear this.
Because it's like from civilian care.
It seems like the refugees / immigrants / legalized
/
citizens.
Bullshit.
Legalized
Nobody's
citizens.
Fucking with vets on my watch.
Coming up here from the southern border of Mexico. We'll call them legalized citizens because they get more benefits than our people that have served our country.
They get driver's license.
What is that from? They get it, yes. From their little, they get a little ID from their consulate, a consulate ID they get. And then they come in, and there's four states in the United States right now that will give a driver's license to...
Sanctuary cities! Fuck you!
Sanctuary cities!
Fuck you, Arizona!
Fuck you, Chicago!
That's the term we're looking for. Sanctuary cities, my friend.
Fuck Miami!
Bitches.
Fuck all this bullshit!
Go home!
Stella!
Do it like the rest of our family did! Ellis Island, motherfuckers.
Check in and get tortured, and then you get to come in.
And a lot of us actually were here before Ellis Island. Sorry.
Fuck yeah.
We were there on the Columbus ship.
It is time to become a nationalist fucking nation.
There are channels for immigration. If you want to move to this country, there are channels to go through.
Do it right. Don't come over my voter. I got a friend. One warning, one shot. That's what they call it. It's like fucking Nintendo.
Yep, and you got five keys in your backpack, and it's like, if I make it,
first shot, I'm just judging the wind.
No, usually
that
it's
brings
one
me
shot,
to the
one
next
kill.
Point.
We're they ain't come much back. Wind on the border.
We're going to come back. We're going to go to a break here pretty quick. We're going to play some music. That's a fucking good point,
well,
my friend. Wow.
Here we are. Intel scanner.
Been there, done that.
That's
sorry.
How we do around
Tuesday
here.
Night's burning it down.
If yes.
This we're is anarchy.
Anarchy anonymously here on the Intel scanner. No one knows anyone's name. I am.
I don't even. What?
I'm Pat McCrott.
My name is
that?
What, Johnny.
If you're really listening,
my name is Johnny.
I hope you boys hear me. It's Dirty D.
Dirty D.
We've had several badass vets on here.
No. These are my boys that know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's Brett Chattington here.
Brad Chattington. Here for Anarchy.
And Johnny Zaccarino heading it up from
my second paper.
Heading up the IT department tonight, Johnny Zaccarino. Thanks for coming in, Johnny.
I'm here
all
on
right,
the sports
thank
desk.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate being here tonight. I've trained hard the whole season. I swear, Coach, I haven't done any stray women or anything. I promise. Listen here. Here's what I got to say. The best pickup line, boys, if you're listening, pick up on this immediately.
It's bitch, you ain't shit.
Listen, you got to tell this girl. She's going to say, listen, I need to know that you're going to never die, and you have to tell her with conviction, I will never die, I promise. And then she will give you everything you will ever have wanted. And there is not much more advice I could lay on that subject tonight. Me, I'm Johnny Zaccarino. It's
from the sports desk now. Best pickup line ever is, hey, bitch, we're going to have sex. And they'll look at you and they'll be like, how? Bitch, because I'm bigger than you. Good night from the sports desk.
And here we go.
Showing up. We're just talking about
Intel Scanner.
This is the Intel Scanner. We'd like to thank Lanik Technologies. They're out doing in the field service tonight
for humankind. Good work for humankind.
Everything's about the humankind anymore, right?
We're advancing the structure of
community outreach program.
Because we're just trying to reach the masses with the message.
And not the children. Not the children. Don't make us the fucking children. Perverts on
the it's all about the children. It's just
it is about the children, but don't make us perverts.
Just. Oh, no, no. It's not about the pervert. It's all about saving the children. Joseph Stalin would say,
world for our kids, man.
Take away the guns.
Would Joseph Stalin lie? Would he lie?
Never.
Hand in the guns. It's all about saving the children. Sandy Hook fake shooting. Fuck you all. Anarchy. We're not ready to get crazy here. This is just First Sector. This was Diet Coke, motherfuckers.
Three minutes to break. Well, see, now what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Sandy Hook fake shooting. Okay.
But, dude, let's not talk about that stupid bitch. It's every goddamn government fucking picture. It's the same broad. She just changes her hair and her nails.
Exactly.
I mean, is that what women think is camouflage? Because I'm fucking sorry.
It's all there to provide a line.
Mud is camouflage. You lay in mud like you were really hiding from a fucking shooting, then I'll believe it. But when you're sitting there, oh, my God, I'm in a 7 shootings.
Sandy Hook
fake
shooting.
In 7 different fucking states. What the fuck are you, bitch? Said. Shut up, you goddamn...
Sandy Hook fake shooting.
She don't know nothing.
Gene Rosen. He wants to hang out with your kids.
He can't hang out with my kids.
Team Wake Him Up.
My kid probably
channel.
Kill him, dude. He's look a year and a half. My kid will probably just shoot.
Team Wake Him Up proved it. He has the cameras from the cop cars watching the whole thing. No kids were evacuated. Totally smashes it. On his second documentary, I've mentioned him several times. Fucking tore it down. Sandy Hook fake shooting, anarchy, it's going down. This Ebola shit is some fucking nonsense, and people better get aware of what's going down. Even
really
if it's real,
know, man.
If it's real or it's fake, it's going fucking down now. It is going down now.
Wait, how many minutes we got left? Because I'm going to talk few minutes about a couple chemical warfare things that we ran into over there. And this ain't no joke. Like, they ain't fucking around. These terrorists are straight. They're getting sick with it. Hit it up, brother. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say to that. It's not a fucking joke. This Ebola thing is just the start of it. You guys don't even know.
Just the start. Oh, no, we do
know. How many times containment sites have been set up where they've tried to drop shit on people? I've seen it. I've watched the containment sites leave the fucking ship that I've been on. And I've been on ground and on sea. It ain't no fucking joke, dude. Like, this shit is real.
It is going fucking down, people.
I've
red
been
alert
for years, and I'm still active, so that's why I'm anonymous, bitches.
Red alert, people. This is going fucking down. So do we think the bodies are piling up in?
I think we're getting shut down now.
Getting shut down? If we were gonna get shut down, we would have been shut down already. It's fucking.
Oh, then they're just
about to go
talk.
Into some music here.
About to go into some music.
The contributions that have been given so far are the acknowledged management viewpoint. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to play some music.
Anarchy.
Get your dick on. hear me?
Absolutely. How's it going tonight, everyone? This is the Intel Scanner.
Anarchy. Tuesday nights.
Check us out on mtradio.net. We'd like to say thanks to Lanik Technologies. We'd like to say thank you to Puppet Master Publishing.
Puppet Master.
Their newest release.
Last Days of the Proletariat.
Last Days of the Proletariat.
That's an excellent book. I just gotta add that. That's a very excellent book.
I haven't read it yet. Like, so, put my hands on it.
Ebola, the U.S. government via the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control.
State propaganda.
Owns
patents. Did your mom work there?
For the Ebola virus. Owns patents. Google patent number US 2012251502A1. Google that. Original assignee, the government of the United States, as represented by the Secretary of the Department of Health. The human Ebola virus, species and compositions and methods thereof. This is a weaponized virus, my friends, developed and patented by the U.S. government. Breaking news.
It has been.
Here on the Intel Scanner.
Read the hot zone. It's a known fact that Ebola is born and raised by the scary fucking corporate sector of the United States government.
We have 7 minutes to discuss this topic.
Well, how do you just open up a case like this and not talk about where there was lost Ebola and smallpox that was just found, supposedly? How many governments have that shit just found in their properties?
How long have they been testing on the public these crazy experiments?
Where do you think the zombie apocalypse is coming from, dude?
Let's talk about Lyme disease that escaped the island off of New York and swam over by deer and spread by ticks. Lyme disease developed from syphilis that was exposed to several hundred thousand black, let's call them African Americans.
There are brothers.
Through the U.S. government and tested upon them horrifically.
There's all sorts of experiments that they put on us.
You're not coming through. You're not coming through still.
Not at all.
No, not at all. I'm not hearing anybody.
Really?
Say something.
Are we going? Going?
There you go.
Yeah, he's on now.
You got me?
Now they're on now?
Got you.
Okay. That's how my radio works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're picking me up?
Sometimes you gotta fade in the extra mic.
Okay.
Say something again.
Okay, going. We're live on the fucking air. Here, Intel Scanner.
There you are.
It is. It's going in and out.
Got you.
Going in and out. Now we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Intel Scanner, fucking, we had to get a little few bugs worked out.
Technical
there.
Difficulties. We've worked out exponentially.
The
Thank
more
you
know.
Tuning in.
Call NBC, goddammit.
406-545-4496. We thank you for listening. Once we are inside of you, you can never get us out. This is the Intel Scanner. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for letting us come inside of your headset. If you are listening into a headset.
We're tired of arguing with each other, honestly. Just please call us.
Yes.
Give us your honest argument against anything that we've said tonight. We want to hear it. Hear it on your Ebola. Hear it. Can you guys hear me?
How is not everything absolutely going to shit?
It's absolutely... This is checkmate.
This is worse than fat white girls, dude.
Oh, fuck. This is beyond fat white girls.
Nobody's calling to argue with me. Please, give me a fucking reason.
This is beyond... Everybody better start paying attention to this. We have the border thing going down and the Ebola. I mean, this is... Whether it's state propaganda, whether it's actually real, whether all this fucking shit is even real or fake... Matt, this is... It's going down now. It's going down now. Human population has reached critical mass. This is game time.
Is that what it is?
Who's to say that
game time?
Who's to say that the pinnacle time that the entire world shifts into this new world order isn't going to last somewhere around 35 years?
We've already shifted. It's already there.
I mean, it's a gradual thing so that everybody becomes slowly accustomed to
acclimated.
Acclimated.
It's already there.
Resistance is futile.
Are you indoctrinated? You can't hear me?
It's
turn up your volume on your headset.
Or my two?
people at home need to turn up their fucking...
Yeah, hello. Do you hear me now, my friend? Yes?
Need to turn up their spider sense.
If you don't, if you're not keying in to what's going on these days, the WHO, that's the World Health Organization.
State propaganda.
As of July 25th, 2014, update. Total cases of Ebola recorded. 12,001. It's 1201. 1,201.
Throughout the history of Ebola?
Throughout the history of Ebola. Total deaths, 672. These numbers cover Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. So these are the major hotspots of the Ebola breakout. Outbreak, the pandemic, they're calling Ebola. See? The Ebola pandemic. How are we all surviving still? My God. Yeah.
It's coming down here real soon.
And what the mountains. It's high elevation. Go to the elevation. This shit doesn't survive in the cold.
It does not survive
and
in the
nothing,
cold. You are
nothing
correct.
Survives in the cold. These people in Alaska have survived. Look at the fucking Eskimos. They're literally descendants of themselves for thousands and thousands of years.
That's no, like dude, a,
because
that's like
a lot
10,
of diseases, a lot
year.
Of.
Dude, like.
Bloodline.
It's okay, fucking ridiculous compared to the bloodlines that we have here.
And bacteria. We have three epidemics that go around the world. Viruses, bacteria, and funguses.
It's remnants of the plague.
Fungi.
That's all it
doesn't
is.
Doesn't happen in Alaska.
Fungi. But I don't like to think about the mushrooms I trip on. When you say fungi, I get trippy sometimes.
Well, what do you think even... about what do you think about Obama making an executive order? What do you think about Obama making
He's
an executive
kind of
order?
A fun guy. He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy. Absolutely. Obama's going to make an appearance later.
Good segue.
Obama's about to come through. Him and DR. Oh, DR, wow. Big fan of the show. Can't wait. They're going to come blow each other live on the air. They're
David Rockefeller,
all of us.
Barack
We're
Obama.
Doing it.
Their secret love
fucking
affair has
punk
been
bitches.
Hidden for so long.
All I can say about Obama is he's like from under cheese, and you just got to scrub that shit.
Yes.
Just got to scrub that shit.
See, but
he's going to be gone. He's just going to be like, everybody bitches about Bush.
See, the
everybody
black people fucking...
about everybody. Clinton was one of our best goddamn presidents, the liberal fucker, but goddamn, the kid... Guy, whatever, blowjob getting motherfucker. He
ugly
made
bitches.
Such of this country. Like, he made it better.
We do you think?
And I have to give it up to the liberals on that one.
He deregulated the banks.
No, he did it for the children, though. He sold
he
out.
He did. He was a toucher.
He was,
for
he
the
was,
children.
He was a good-looking Stalin. So was Obama.
Oh,
so was Bush.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could complain about any president. I mean,
oh, they're all pieces of shit. They're all corporate fucking
thank
jokesters.
And tell
thank
one
you.
Of us becomes
thank
president,
you.
And then they'll call us.
That, so that can't happen. We're not
well,
inbred fucking royals.
The office of the president is a puppet seat. A seat for a puppet. The office of the president is not an elected office. The office of the president is a puppet seat. That is not even elected. If our votes counted, they wouldn't let us vote. Listen, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes.
Yes.
Who counts the votes? The little black electronic boxes. Comrade.
Oh, yes. your little, your
absolutely.
Little punch wasn't fully punched.
I'm so sorry. So your vote went towards what we wanted it to. Oh.
Ow.
So who counts these votes again?
Okay.
Who's the ones?
I'm trying to.
Who wants to hit this shit?
I'm gonna try to come back. I'm gonna try to come back on topic here. What does everybody think about Obama signing the executive order?
And I'm so tired of the word executive order.
Everybody that
this monkey should have been impeached, but he's a monkey, and that's a fucking problem. That is a goddamn problem. We would be racist then. Well, the white people are the minority now.
He's in the royal family. That's
oh,
we
yeah. He's in the royal family of
he
what?
Is, absolutely.
Saddam Hussein? I mean, who the fuck is he? Where did he come from? Where's his birth certificate? Where is his bloodline from? Please tell me that he's been here 35 years.
From fucking garbage.
Maybe his wife. What did he marry in to get his
citizenship?
Well, his wife?
We discussed it on the last show.
That wasn't me.
We discussed it on the last show that Barack Obama hit Adolf Hitler was slumming around Africa back in the day and was boning some fucking slutty fucking African bitches and gave birth to Barack Obama. But I would try to bring it back on point here. Is the Barack Obama, what about the executive order signing the fucking, signing it so that anybody that has like a lung infection or fucking whatever can be put in detainment? What is that all about? Anyway, that has a cough. I mean, we're talking about total detainment of fucking all idiots. And what?
Why aren't people calling? Like, please call and argue with us. Fuck, we're worse than Howard Stern. Howard Stern ain't got shit on us.
I can put this right here. Okay. Yeah, there we are.
There we are.
Hey!
Technical difficulties solved.
Intel scanner, Tuesday nights. Fucking killing it tonight here in Anarchy. Fuck, we're saying fuck a Barack Obama. Fuck a Eric Holder. Eric Holder's really fucking like the biggest piece of shit in our government.
So we're going to some music directly.
Fuck a John Boehner. Fuck a John McCain. Fuck Lindsey Graham. Who else we're saying fuck in our government? Who do we hate in our government? Go.
Our government!
No, name people.
Fuck goddamn IRS.
Fuck Nancy Pelosi. Fuck Harry Reid.
Fuck anybody that hates guns. Like, you're stupid.
Fuck,
Look at history.
The need for a gun, you are...
To survive, you need a gun.
You are bait.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
What do you think us ranchers do to kill your cow that you buy at Albertsons or Walmart?
How are you going
to
defend yourself?
What the fuck you talking about, you stupid bitch? I shot it with my pistol just to fucking get you... Fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. I done fucked your sister.
I fucked your sister
because she's old and fat.
Nancy Pelosi. That was a sweet piece of ass for being 67.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah,
Hillary Clinton. Sarah Pelosi.
Fuck Hillary Clinton. Fuck Bill Clinton. Fuck them all.
Condoleezza
fuck George
Rice.
Bush.
Fuck Chelsea.
Fuck I would fuck Condoleezza Rice. Just
Rice. I would fuck her blind. She is so cute.
She's fucking... Yeah, she's like a goddamn genius, right? Condoleezza Rice? She was like a child fucking genius.
Yeah, supposedly, but...
I fucked her!
Oh! It real good.
We're going to music here. Directly
music.
From Montana.
Because we still gotta clean up this mess we just made.
My God.
Good night.
Oh, no, it's not good night.
We're never good.
Intel Scanner, we're coming right the fuck back.
Right back, dirty.
Move that I will never make. Working on glass, and I'm the one to crack. Disguise this degradation as a god.
Thank you for listening to the Intel Scanner on MTRadio.net. We love coming inside of your listening device. Thank you for allowing that.
Coming so
on
good.
July 25th, the WHO released an update. Okay, they report that 365 million cases of severe influenza every year results in 250,000 deaths every year. That's influenza. Why is that not being broadcast? Like this giant Ebola scare. The scare of Ebola, 800 people died. 250,000 people a year die from the flu. What is that? Answer me this. Riddle me this.
Do you know that the flu
changes? It's going to be activated into Ebola. Ebola can activate. Ebola is the game changer. It can activate all the different plague diseases. That's what Ebola is. It's everything. It's all the plague. It's all three phases.
I've been saving this for the final segment. Ooh. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in for this long. Okay.
Here we go.
The media has a selectiveness. Which,
anarchy.
Which disease to promote, which disease to ignore. Okay, 250,000 to 500,000 people, I say, I repeat. A year die. Every year it's a cycle of 250 to that's a half a million people a
year.
That's
not enough people dying.
It's not enough. So they're pumping this 1,200 cases of Ebola have been and 672 confirmed
it's game over.
Deaths.
So we're talking about this, but what about cancer?
And cancer was the leading cause of death in America.
All the cancer runs and everything that's done, there's so much money supposedly pumped into this shit. Why haven't they found a cure? And I swear to God, there's a fucking cure out there.
Because they make money. Yeah. That's all it's about.
It is. Cure for it.
And that's the fucking problem. It's just like any cure out there, like, they're letting it, it's, they call it selective.
We live in a total culture of total.
There's too
fucking
many of us, dude. They gotta start taking us up.
Yes.
Somehow.
You gotta get them on the comeback. That's how you get them. That's how you make your money.
All these fucking pieces of shit. That is the game. That is the game right there.
That's the fucking bottom line.
And Ebola is gonna prove to everybody that that is the game. That is the game. This is the game changer. It's over. This is going to bring anarchy. I hope everybody that's listening.
Death by cancer is in the millions every year.
Cancer.
Every year, death by cancer, millions. In the hundreds of millions is death by misdiagnosis by hospital doctors.
Give me a needle. I'm a doctor.
The top reason for death in the U.S. of A. It's not car accidents. It's not drunk drivings. It's not bee stings. It's not terrorist attack. It is misdiagnosis by doctor, hospital, death by hospital, death by the medical cartel that has been formed for you by the Rockefeller Foundation. For
thank you,
allopathy. The allopaths have won.
Rockefellers getting Harvard medical degrees and shit, smoking their way through fucking college.
And thank you, David Rockefeller, for being such a big fan of the show. Let's get a round of applause for David Rockefeller.
Yeah!
Thank you, Big Davers!
Jack.
Yeah, baby.
Man. He
has made more appearances on the show than any other celebrity.
Flutterbella, we love you, yo.
Thanks
come
for
on,
the
Reputa the Buddha, let down your hair.
Thanks
let
for the
climb to the ladder of your love. To quote Jay Giles from back in the day, all right, Reputa the Buddha, let us climb up. Let us be in your little
let
club.
Let us climb.
You have the technology. You have the advanced everything from the past, the Tesla technology.
Time travel.
The teleportation.
I just
we don't have to have a trucking company.
I want that skateboard. That's all I want.
We can have levitation. We can levitate.
Thanks.
We have holograms. We can dig deeply into the souls of men and read their hearts and minds through technology.
I get dates on the internet. It's
yeah.
Fucking sad.
I know.
It's sad, well, some of the ones I came across. They look pretty in the picture, and you meet them. And then you just talk a different language. You're like, I get them. I
you're not really fucking
and walk
face,
away
though.
Because she's 700 pounds, in a fucking wheelchair. The fuck is up with internet dating?
Fat girls need loving too. Fuck.
They just gotta pay.
Okay. We need to stay on topic. We need to stay on topic.
So,
this Ebola thing, people better just stay aware to it. Stay looking. We did another show months back, long before our summer break, and we talked about the Ebola thing going down. And it is. I believe it is completely government controlled. What does everybody else think? Completely. I 100%. This is total fucking. Either whether it's propaganda over the TV and then just selling you a movie like the Sandy Hook fake shooting, or it's actually going down and they're not telling you everything that's going down. So either way, it's fucked and scary.
Or they're using it as a backdrop to infiltrate, to release something they can blame it on. Now they can release their weaponized bioweapon of Ebola, the airborne bioweaponized Ebola. They can release that and say that it was an accident. It came from, we tried to contain it. We put it in the hospital. We brought it from Africa. It was our mistake. Our bad. Everyone has to be contained. Everyone needs to be quarantined. If you have, due to executive order that you mentioned earlier, now we can contain you because you have a cough. You coughed. You have a respiratory disorder, it seems like. I heard you cough earlier.
That's what I was trying to say before I got interrupted earlier was
the executive order. Please understand, this is their end game on this. This is the last segment of our show. We're coming into like we got 18 minutes left, 17 and some change left. We're going to tell you the end game now that we're coming into this. It's
end
a weaponized,
It is really weaponized beyond everybody's belief.
It is.
I don't know where everybody else is at on this situation. I've seen it in its full hand. I know it. I know we're capable of it. I've been in there. I've been on those ships. I've seen it.
And this is anonymous former military anonymous man. Hello, anonymous man.
And it's really coming, people. I'm not even joking. They all have it. We have it. It's just who's going to use it first and where is it starting? And it's starting now with these few cases busting out. They're dropping vials. They're busting vials. Where the fuck did this shit was supposed to be
can
gone.
Only have came
smallpox.
From
smallpox. They just found another container of smallpox. Think about it, dude.
All government.
We all have it. We all have it. We've all had it. It's coming down to chemical warfare, and it's going to be contained of the millions.
As
and
predicted
just,
here,
and you have to fucking
at the beginning
ready.
Of this year, the most scary thing ever was going to be the weaponized viral and bacterial and fungal things that they weaponized to release on the population to depopulate.
They drop them into a cloud. They explode inside.
All
the
of a sudden, the chemtrails are dropping.
Yep.
Some crazy
the drones
shit.
Are going to bring chemtrails down. It's going to be total
explode
fucking
inside the cloud. You're done. And it's going to rain down like fucking acid.
And they have all their video cameras everywhere to where they can go sit down in their underground tunnels and watch it all go down. And it's a disgusting torture fest. You know, voyeuristic torture fest to them. That's
high hills, high elevation. Get there.
That's the only way. That's the only way. Is
when you really see CNN and all your stations, Fox News, everybody's reporting the same goddamn thing. You better.
It's all bullshit. That is all bullshit.
You just better run though. You just better run when they both drop the same goddamn stories because they argue each other all the time. When that shit hits both stations, get the fuck out. Whether you're a liberal, you're a conservative, I don't give a shit. It's coming.
It is coming, and people better fucking wake up to it.
That ain't no rapture. That ain't no.
Oh no! This is
that's
no.
just real life. That's where I've seen what chemical warfare does to people. It's fucked.
We're
really fucked, and you're fucked. And if you don't think you're fucked, you're really fucked.
Then you're really fucked.
You think that's gonna happen to you over there in California? You're fucking done.
If you don't think you're fucked. Absolutely. Then you're really fucked.
So get a clue. Everyone needs to research this stuff. Don't take our word for it.
No, don't take our word
look
for
around
it.
Look around you.
Do your own research.
If you cannot see what's going on around you.
If you can't come to a conclusion,
you need to realize.
You need
to stop.
The
smell the flowers. Love your neighbor. Think about things. Think about the future. Think about your children. How do you want them to grow up? Do you want a police to pull your daughter over and strip search her on the corner?
It's already going down like that.
Is that what you want for your grandma, for your mother, for your daughter?
You gotta remember back in World War II, told you to get under your desk. What the fuck is that going to do when a nuke hits? That's your nuke. Get on your desk. You're just going
to
die.
All that was meant to do was give you a moment of peace before you died. That's all that was meant to do. That wasn't like to protect you or nothing. That was just to give you. That was just to give you.
This is a sad fact of war.
Just give you a moment of peace before fucking your skin burnt it. 70,000 degrees, motherfucker.
Brought to you by Zyklon B from Monsanto.
Monsanto!
Monsanto in charge of your food seed industry today. Do you want them to have a research center in Great Falls, Montana? They do already.
Oh, God, do I?
Look at
I do.
Monsanto.
I do.
Responsible for Zyklon B and Agent Orange and the Terminator seed and
Demons.
BT corn. Roundup-resistant vegetables and fruits, DNA-changing food that they're incorporating into your everyday life. It's what you're feeding your kids today. Do you want Monsanto responsible for feeding your children? Feeding your children. Zyklon B and Agent Orange. Come on, people. Really, wake up. Think about these things.
Here for anarchy, we need to go over fucking what are all the corporations we hate? What are all the most disgusting fucking corporations?
Walmart.
Well, there's fucking... What about DynCorp?
Halliburton.
DynCorp.
Rand Corporation.
I do love Piggly Wigglies, though.
BHSF.
The federal government.
IG Farben.
DARPA. IARPA.
DARPA and IARPA. Fucking scum.
PETA. Fuck you.
Fuck PETA.
Fuck you, PETA. If it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be grass.
Northrop Grumman. Lockheed Martin. All fucking scum. Anybody who's ever worked for any of these fucking corporations and have sold this fucking technology to the government to enslave us, go fuck yourself. You're going to burn in the spirit world. You're scum.
I love my brothers that always... We fought this shitty fucking war, but we made it out. We made it out. Just remember that, and then hate the fucking government.
So, as a formerly enlisted man, what would you encourage the youth of today to do? Enlist in the military, or deny them,
or turn your guns around. Turn your guns at 180.
Never turn your guns in. That's all I gotta say.
Never turn your guns in.
No, you turn around 180 with your guns.
For the young people,
become a Boy Scout. Learn to live in the woods.
For the young people, do not enlist in the military. Do not go through the ROTC training. Do not do that.
Man, I got a bullet in my side that I could tell each one of these fuckers to touch. That I took as a war.
And no one wants that for some stupid money.
And for what? So a corporation can make 2 cents on their fucking stock options? It's just...
We got a minute and a half.
What are your legs worth?
What are your last words? You want to say something to wrap all up? Would you go ahead, anonymous guy number two?
We got like 10 minutes.
Number two here. Just don't do it, man. Save yourself. Stay in your country. Yeah. Don't fight this fucking war that these goddamn government officials really want you to push. Don't push yourself into that. You think it's a better way and you're going to get a military fucking credence and an education and all this VA bullshit. We're all fighting. Look at the scandal. Look at the scandal.
I was talking to a guy earlier. I was taking the job site. And he was telling me about... He had enlisted in the Army. He was talking about Army infantry and this and that. I was just like... I asked him, why would you even join the Army? And he was like, well, I was 17, I dropped out of high school, and I fucking really had nothing better to do. I was like, that's the best fucking answer I've ever heard. Not some patriotic bullshit, not some fucking, I'm going to fight terror. It was like, I just fucking had nothing better fucking. That was
hey, man, and if you got nothing better to do, man, then join the military. Be a frontline, get shot, I don't give a fuck. If not, dude, stay here in the country and work for your fucking family and take care of your goddamn kids.
Just understand what you're dying for.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's not worth dying for.
Losing your legs, losing your arms, I mean, it's...
But if no one joins the military anymore, they'll indoctrinate the draft again.
No, they're bringing in all these illegals. That's what all these fucking illegals are for. They're going to create their own little private fucking military.
Private sector.
Yes.
So high.
DHS brown shirts. That's what this is.
New brown shirts are actually going to be brown skin.
I've been approached by the Department of Homeland Security, and fuck those guys.
Dude, work for the fucking...
The NSA, the Black Coat TSA, the D-
Dude, I straight hit the dude in the face. Because I went to see one of my old recruiters, you know, down at the Navy station. A guy, it did me a lot of good to join. But where I was at in life, dude, I had to go. Like, I had to go. There was no other... I wasn't going to survive if I didn't go. I came from a shit background.
And you made it happen.
I made it happen.
You made it happen.
I became something, dude.
And you came back fucking... You're rolling.
I'm still crazy, dude. That don't matter. It still makes you... It makes you a different...
No, you're one... You're dangerous.
You don't just grow up like where you think you're in high school and everything's all great and dandy. You get a new perspective on life when you've been in different countries and you see how they grow up and you see those kids. It's really a different experience. I mean, if you're down for it, do it. But it's up to you.
But understand, it's just for...
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the faint of
Circo,
heart.
Circo, one of our first shows, we did a show about the Serpent Corporation. Circo, S-E-R-C-O. And total military corporation, into everything. But I just want to say, fuck all the corporations. I had a big shout out to Circo. Woo, woo. Fucking fuck all these fuckers. DynCorp is really the freakiest. They're really the freakiest. Air America.
And it's scary how much old veterans and everybody just gets approached by these guys.
Blackwater,
people don't know, like, how many of these different corporations do come around.
$1 billion.
Like,
they're all...
They're like, you can make good money. Just go serve us real quick. Go in and do some dirty job.
A thing. Go do a thing.
Is it not so different than the mafia?
State-sponsored terrorism.
Pretty much, dude. That's
state-sponsored terrorism.
That's where they get the idea for a lot of their black-off shit. Was from the mob.
Yeah, be like, if you want to rape the children or something while you're over there, hey, do it, and then kill them, and fucking let's just do this. What the fuck is that?
That's Jameson.
I'm scared.
That's the big boy. The big dog.
Is this the Protestant, or is this the... We were talking about this earlier.
I don't know if I can do that.
What's the Jameson? It was...
I ain't touching that shit.
I guess I've been blessed or baptized or something of the sort there.
No, he was going for it.
Give it to him. You would know.
We're just in here talking.
Let's get some.
Jameson,
we really wish
turns
we
shite
had
into
your
gold.
Opinion.
It takes everything you've ever hated and made it something you love. If something was that exponential to the growth of the human
fucking gasoline
experience.
I don't want.
Oi, that'll bring out the Irish bone in you.
You got a red beard. Don't mean nothing.
Yeah, now we got like 7 minutes.
So now what are we going to bore him with?
Hair a lot.
Somebody call.
What are we going to bore him with?
I'm going to bore you with this.
We're not going to bore him with anything. We're going to...
That's right, because we talk right.
The worst Ebola outbreak in 7 years killed 83 in Guinea.
I'm so tired of Ebola.
Just to keep it on topic.
In 80 years, you said?
7 years.
Seven years.
And there was no Ebola before that, so I mean,
so tired of Ebola. He's already ready to do another show.
Already,
he's already ready to do another show. I'm done with Ebola, motherfuckers. What are we doing?
Fuck Ebola.
What would you like to do?
I would like to do meth.
I will. Wait,
meth in Montana.
Meth. Oh, well, we've talked about meth several times.
Why the fuck about meth? You got some, dude?
Why?
Yeah, you got some.
Why you need some?
Why you got something you need some?
If my veins
because that's
out.
How we do it here in Montana.
You got my veins were clean out.
Hey, you know, because there's a demand.
I got like 400 for some hookers and a fucking
there's a demand for that.
Let's
show.
Do it.
Someone need it. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm just giving them what they want. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just providing.
You sound like my English teacher.
Fuck you. What? Don't judge me. I have to make a living. I got
fucking five like, kids.
I got a dick that needs to be sucked, fuck.
And a huge alcohol habit.
Call it if you want to suck this guy's dick. What is it? 406-545-4496. Call it if you want to suck.
Thank you, anonymous guy number two.
Or just want to talk.
We love that you listen to mtradio.net. We have only a few short minutes left. We are glad you tuned in. We got to some topics that I was wanting to say. The Ebola scare is a hoax. Like the swine flu and the N1 and
I don't know if it's a hoax.
The mosquito virus.
I don't believe it's all that shit. First
bullshit. Bullshit.
It very well could be real. It's one or the other, though. But
all of those things, anthrax, weaponized.
It's still
anthrax.
Too early to see.
It doesn't seem like it's Sandy Hook.
It's not too early.
It doesn't seem like it's total fabrication of bullshit.
Also, the Center for Disease Control has a patent on it. So if it outbreaks and they have a cure, they just want to make money off it.
They will sacrifice
them. Be afraid you need a vaccination. We'll sell you one if you can afford it.
If you get
$5,000.
Sorry, Detroit.
We love you, and sorry, Detroit.
Chicago.
Sorry, Detroit. How did you know
that? I was there.
That's our second favorite song.
Fuck you.
Remix, niggas. Excellent. You don't get no water? Are you kidding
me? You didn't get no water.
Do you know we fucking...
We cut that off to Chicago.
Your mayor's
in prison.
So they
can make some booze.
Your mayor is in prison, okay? You don't get water.
Yeah. How do you claim bankruptcy as a city?
He's got really good hair.
He's got really good hair. That's how you claim bankruptcy.
Take
my hat off.
The mayor of Chicago, the one that Blasio, or what was his name?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Bunch of pieces of shit.
All I know is
just like every one of these politician cocksuckers.
Oh, fuck's sakes, politicians. People are dying in Israel. There was Benghazi that our own guy was killed at. There's this Ebola thing. There's the border issue. People coming over.
Four dudes all of this in
shit
a studio
seems all to be contrived
to tell you about this. Just so you know.
It's distracting to all of the America people that can't process all of this shit all at once.
Nope.
We only have minutes left. You can't. No one can process.
Red
all
alert!
That
red
shit.
Alert!
Red alert! It's a multi-pronged attack. It's a government coup. It's a takeover.
Fuck you, Benghazi. I caught two of my brothers that died in that motherfucker.
Fuck the IRS.
Fuck you,
spying
Clinton.
On people. Edward Snowden is somehow an enemy because he revealed the
truth.
He's
a man.
If you see something, say something.
That's government propaganda. Edward Snowden's government
propaganda. The police state is killing people's dogs and grandparents and epileptics every day.
Epileptics.
Seriously.
I like that. That's good.
If you're having a seizure and then you don't comply.
The government doesn't care.
I just remember I got a text. David Rockefeller and Edward Snowden next week on the Intel scanner.
Rockefeller,
confirmed.
Snowden.
Confirmed.
Celebrity
Tuesday
death
night,
match.
Edward Snowden flying in all the way from Russia.
They're going to mud wrestle. Excellent.
Big Putin. Big Putin poots.
Big Cody Poot.
Letting Snowden come out and fucking hang out with the Intel scanner. So that's
everyone
fun.
Should be civilly disobedient. Don't pay taxes. Don't pay your fines. Don't pay your speeding tickets. Don't pay your parking tickets.
Definitely speed unless you're drunk.
Do not
don't
conform
speed.
To what the government tells
that
you to do.
That costs you $15,000.
Everything you do not do to go play into the system helps the resistance. If you do not want to pay your taxes to fund wars overseas, do not pay them.
Well, you can't get away from paying some taxes. I mean,
bullshit. Don't pay them. Don't do it.
So
don't give
them
money.
The government paid for my my therapy, and I got drunk with my therapist and had sex.
Where are we at? It's shutting down.
Barter. I got a DUI.
We're going down.
We love you. We love you so much. We
God bless.
You.
Anarchy.
God bless. Anarchy. We have 10
Baby
seconds,
Jesus
so.
Doesn't
we
love you,
have a minute and some anyway.
Huh?
A minute and some.
We're going?
We're still talking about a minute about
still
Baby
going?
Jesus
still going.
Love you, but Big
See,
Jesus does.
We got to get it so we can still run overtime.
I like little Baby Jesus.
I like
Jesus.
The overtime
Baby Jesus
shows.
Doesn't love you because he was in a fucking manger going down a goddamn
I
river.
Was born in
I'd
a manger.
I'd be pissed the fuck
I was
off,
born
too.
In a manger.
And then how the fuck do you grow up and then love everybody? Fuck that.
We did a show. Beers,
fuck that.
We did a show, Beers and Bibles. We all had different Bibles. And we
I
read,
couldn't believe I wasn't here for that
We read all sorts of different verses
so
out of the Bible.
Check out Square One Solutions. Check out Puppet Master Publishing. Check out Last Days of the Proletariat. Thank you for tuning in.
Check out Y Power.
Love, 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 mtradio.net.
If you need anything advertised, give us a call.
Intel Scanner. Tuesday Intel nights.
Scanner. Tuesday nights at 8:30. We love you all. Thanks for tuning in. We
love you all. Thank you. Thank you.
The Cosmic Group.
Peace, Pop, Micro Dot.
We fucking Intel Scanner Anarchy.
From all over Only Montana
and
music.
We love Barack Obama. We didn't really. We didn't mean anything
yes,
we said.
Yes, we do. We love Intel.
We didn't mean anything we said.
Targets.
I swear.
I really just we are say going that down. Fucked it. It's like coming in right now.
Woo!
They come.
And the
Homeland Security. Bring it, bitch. I know how.
And
you
the
fight.
NSA does not. Thank you for listening.
No, it does not. Please delete.
Please.